School officials and teachers' unions across the state have expressed outrage over a comprehensive education bill passed by the Florida legislature and are calling for a veto from Governor Scott. Their objections stem in part from a requirement that public schools share local taxpayer revenue with charter schools for capital projects. I recently spoke with Mike Petrilli, a school choice proponent and president of the Thomas B. Fordham Institute, an education policy think tank in Washington, D.C., about the criticism over charter school funding.
I think on the funding, I think it's kind of crazy to say that a kid is worth more if they go to a certain kind of school than if they go to another kind of school. If we're talking about a poor kid who needs resources to get a good education, and that costs, say, $12,000 to do that, that money, I think, should follow them into whatever kind of school they go to. And that's what's at stake here and with the charter debate, is that charter schools in Florida and most other places in the country have been dramatically underfunded compared to neighborhood public schools because they can't access that local tax dollars. Colorado just enacted a bill. Democratic governor signed that bill in Colorado to address this issue and get charters access to local property taxes. I think it's positive that Florida is going to move in that direction as well.
Why fracture education so much, though? Why not take that money, put it into the public school, the local public school, and make it better?
Mm-hmm. Well, we've tried that for 30, 40, 50 years. For decades before charters ever came onto the scene or any other kind of school choice, that was the strategy. You know, let's pump more money in the public school system, see if it gets better. And in some cases, the money helped. In other cases, it didn't. But we certainly know that in the cases of the most dysfunctional schools, we have very little success at turning them around and getting them to become good schools that you would want your own child to attend. I think there's also just this basic argument that says, hey, kids are different. They have different needs. We want to allow parents to find a school for their child that is a good fit.
Why should tax money, though, go to company? There's for-profit companies in Florida that are managing the charter schools.
Yeah.
So that's a problem for a lot of people, that the tax money is going to these for-profit companies.
Yeah, and I appreciate that concern. You know, we do a lot of work at the Thomas B. Fordham Institute in Ohio, and there we also see a lot of for-profit companies, especially in the online charter school space, and many of those companies have done a terrible job. I have to say, I think that the states that have avoided the for-profit charter operators have tended to do better. They've tended to have higher quality charter sectors when those sectors are all nonprofit and more mission driven. And so I don't think it's crazy to ask the question if Florida should try to find a way to change its charter school sector so that the for-profit companies aren't playing such a big role.
Have other states been able to keep these for-profit companies out of the mm-hmm. system?
Oh, yeah. Most states. I mean, Florida is a bit of an outlier here. Florida, Ohio, Michigan, probably the three with the most for-profit companies involved. But no, I mean, you go to a New York City or you go to Boston or you go to Washington, D.C. or most of California, you see very little of this. And I think it does come back to the charter school law, to the people making the decisions. But some states have, made it very clear that that you're just not allowed to contract out with a for-profit company to manage the whole school. And Florida could do that, too, if it wanted to.
Why haven't they wanted to? You follow this a lot closer than I do. What?
It's a good question. I mean, look, in Ohio, we've been pushing hard on quality and accountability in the charter sector. There was a problem for a long time that some of these companies were donating a lot of money to the Republican Party to keep things the way they were. So, I mean, it was crazy. In education reform, we often talk about the teachers' unions getting involved in politics to protect their own self-interest and railed against that. Well, now we've got, in some places, a similar version of that on the right, and it's a similar problem. And so those of us that care about kids and quality, we got to call those groups out, too.